o'clock, head for home, check the phone, just in case, go to bed, dream of you, that's what I'm doing these days. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Someone told me after college you ran off to Vegas. You married a rodeo cowboy. Wow, that ain't the girl I knew. Me, I've been a few places, mostly here and there once or twice. Still sorting out life, but I'm doing all right. Yeah, it's good to see you too. Well, hey girl, you're late, and those planes, they don't wait. But if you ever come back around this sleepy old town, promise me you'll stop in to see an old friend. And until then, I wake up and teardrops that fall down like rain.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. It's the first day of the G20 summit in Brazil and President Biden's final G20. He urged world leaders to continue the cause of ending conflicts around the globe.
President Biden at the G20 summit in Brazil urging world leaders to do more, saying there's a global responsibility to end conflicts around the world in Ukraine.
The United States strongly supports Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity. Everyone around this table, in my view, should as well.
And in the Middle East.
We're going to keep pushing to accelerate a ceasefire deal that ensures Israel's security, that brings hostages home, and ends the suffering of the Palestinian people and children.
Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
In a social media post, President-elect Trump says he'll declare a state of emergency to use the military to carry out mass deportations when he takes office. In New York, prosecutors in the Daniel Penny trial rested their case. The Marine veteran is charged with the chokehold murder of Jordan Neely on a subway car. The defense is up next. This is ABC News. At least one death now blamed on an E. coli outbreak linked to recalled carrots.
The CDC says 39 E. coli cases have been linked to organic whole and baby carrots across 18 states. These carrots have been pulled from stores, but they were sold under a variety of big brand names, including Good & Gather, 365, Nature's Promise, Trader Joe's, and Wegmans. The best buy dates on the baby carrots range from September 11th to November 12th. The whole carrots don't have dates, but were available in stores from about August 14th through October 23rd. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Complete information about the carrots can be found on the CDC's website. More animals on the loose in South Carolina. A man in the northeast part of the state says his pet emus have been missing since summer. They're named Thelma and Louise after they apparently hopped a fence. Meanwhile, six of the 43 monkeys that escaped from a South Carolina research lab remain on the loose. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
I got a line.
He got a line.
She got a line.
We got four lines. Cricket Nation. Cue finger guns. Really easy. Super stress free. 5G so fast. Like blazing fast. Games and memes. You'll have a blast. You can get fast 5G across four lines. You can get fast 5G across four lines. As we discuss, take it from us. We four are one. Cricket Nation.
And only $25 a line. Welcome to more lines. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Discount varies by line. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Help. My family's in for the holidays, and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect. Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ehlin. A crucial step forward for a pipeline project in northern Wisconsin.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has granted permits required for Enbridge Energy to reroute its Line 5 pipeline around the land of the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa. Enbridge must adhere to more than 200 specific conditions included in the permits to ensure it meets state standards for wetlands and waterways. Environmental and tribal activists remain opposed, citing potential wetland and wildlife destruction, contamination, and potential oil spills. Enbridge must complete the 41-mile-long project along the Bad River Reservation by November 2027. Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wisconsin Department of Health Services is unveiling a new tool to help local organizations track and respond to overdoses. Director of Substance Abuse Initiatives Michelle Hayes says the suspected overdose alerts for rapid response system will include data from multiple sources.
Authorized users of this system will automatically receive an email if a number of suspected overdoses for their geographic region exceeds a threshold.
Access to the system is available to professionals at approved organizations. Wausau-based Aspirus Health has announced plans to open a medical facility in Chippewa Falls following the sudden closure of the hospital there.
President and CEO Matt Haywood says they have an aggressive construction timeline, and while they haven't picked out a site for a building just yet, he thinks the model would let them get services as quickly as possible to the people of Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire.
And that would start with an emergency room. It would be hospital beds. It would be basic lab and radiology services.
He calls the model scalable, meaning they'll be able to add on to the facility for additional services as they see fit. Mike Leishner, Wisconsin Radio Network.
It was time to make our own Christmas traditions. For years, we've been trekking to both sets of in-laws, both Christmas dinners. It was just too much. So this year, we started to look for a place to get together in Alexandria, Minnesota. Christmas lights that will light up our kids' faces, a new adventure, create some wonder. It makes us wonder, why didn't we do this sooner?
Start planning your time together in the Lakes area. Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Rain jackets and umbrellas needed today. Rain developing by later in the afternoon. The wind will start to pick up as well. High temperatures in the mid-50s. Rain continues tonight. Wind continues to pick up with gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. Temps holding steady in the mid-50s. For fall and winter getaways plus holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota. ExploreAlex.com. Currently, it's 44.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Duran Mondovi at Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
The Senate Farm Bill this morning will get some reaction and first take analysis of what's in the bill. We'll get an update on what's happening in the used machinery market. And let's get perspective on cabinet choices, the early action by the Trump administration, and much, much more.
Live from the opening kickoff via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This morning we'll begin with a conversation with Senator Chuck Grassley. Then it's Machinery Pete Greg Peterson. And later, Paul Niefer, the farm CPA. Directly following the news, Brett Waltz from BAM WX. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson. Now, here's the host of AgriTalk, Chip Flory.
All right, Davis. Hey, thank you so much. Appreciate that. It's Monday morning. Here we go. Off and running. You okay up there? Dude, how much rain did you get?
I don't even know. It was raining when I went to bed. It was raining when I woke up. It was a lovely sound.
Boy, you can sleep when that stuff starts setting that's for sure.
Out of bed.
I hear you. Well, it is knocking on our door right now as we speak. It's almost made its way to the ranch, and once it does, it's going to settle in for a while, and it will be it's going to be a soggy few hours in here, no doubt about it. We're going to get the update on the weather from Brett coming up. We've got Senator Grassley coming up on the day that Senator Stabenow decided today is the day that we're going to release the text of the farm bill, of the Senate farm bill. We get Senator Grassley on here to give us some perspective, I guess, what she hopes to accomplish. I guess that's where I'm going to start. What's the effort here? What's it all about? And then Paul Niefer, farm CPA, has already taken a look at the Stabenow Senate bill and has some initial reaction. We'll get to that at the end of the show.
Well, it's good that Niefer is here. Inflation took a big step forward over the weekend. I mean, inflation is getting bad when the Chiefs can no longer afford to pay the refs. You know what I mean? I mean, this is serious now. Absolutely
serious. When inflation hits the NFL, is that what I'm hearing?
That's when it gets real, people. Chiefs can't afford to pay these guys anymore.
No,
we were supposed to go all the way. Stupid economy.
It was going to be the Chiefs and the Dolphins. It was going to be the Chiefs and the Dolphins. Yeah. Going to erase the Dolphins' memory, but nope. Nope. 1972.
Yep.
Miami Dolphins. Only undefeated team. Let's go. Let's do this.
National Weather Service outlook. A potent storm system over the central U.S. today will create chances for heavy rainfall, severe thunderstorms, and gusty winds. While moderate snowfall is possible across the northern plains by tomorrow, heavy rain and flash flooding potential exists throughout the central and eastern Gulf Coast over the next few days. A powerful Pacific low-pressure system will impact the northwest with high winds and heavy mountain snow, while an atmospheric river takes aim at Northern California by Wednesday. A list of USDA daily export sales here, Chip. I've got 30,000 metric tons of soybean oil going to India. I've got 261,264 metric tons of soybeans to Mexico and 135,000 metric tons of soybean cake and meal to the Philippines, all for the 24-25 marketing year. All three major U.S. stock indices lost ground Friday and posted losses for the week, with the Dow down 1.25%, the NASDAQ fell 3.15%, and the S&P 500 2.1% lower on the week last week. Chip, so far 75% of S&P 500 companies that have reported third quarter earnings have had positive earnings surprises, yeah. This according to Factsheet.
Yeah, yeah, it's been a good earnings season to this point, there's no doubt.
Well, and gold prices are climbing at the start of the trading week due to increased demand for safe haven assets triggered by rising tensions in the Russia-Ukraine conflict. We'll get to that in a minute here. But Brazil's soybean planting advanced to 80% of intended area as of last Thursday. This according to Ag Rural. Chip, that's way ahead of the 68% posted on that date last year.
Yep.
And President Biden has authorized Ukraine to use long-range weapons inside Russia, according to senior officials, in a significant reversal of U.S. policy. The decision to allow Kiev to use the Army Tactical Missile System to hit targets inside Russia comes as thousands of elite North Korean troops have been sent to Kursk to bolster Moscow's forces. Weekend reports signal North Korea could send up to 100,000 troops to fight in Ukraine. Man. Supporters of the policy believe it demonstrates resolve against Moscow's aggression, while critics caution that it risks provoking a dangerous escalation, Chip.
Well, okay, who's escalating here? When you get North Korea involved and invite them in to fight alongside Russian soldiers, who's doing the escalation?
Yep. Well, a leaked report from the Trump camp revealed that Donald Trump in a recent phone call urged Vladimir Putin not to escalate the Ukraine conflict. Putin's response came swiftly, marked by deploying North Korean troops and launching a missile assault on Ukraine's energy infrastructure. I guess that's our answer.
Yep.
And finally, Chip, Doug Burgum, North Dakota governor and former software executive, is positioned to become a pivotal figure in U.S. energy and climate policy under President-elect Trump's administration. Appointed as both Interior Department chief and head of the newly formed National Energy Council, Burgum will have extensive influence over federal energy policies and agencies. Chip?
All right. Thank you very much, Davis. Let's bring in Brett Waltz, BAMWX.com. Good morning, Brett.
Hey, good morning, Chip.
Man, that's a great big green glob making its way across the middle of the country right now on the radar. What's what do we got going this week?
Yeah, you know, the busy month of weather, especially across the south central U.S., just continues. We've had severe thunderstorms down across Oklahoma and Texas this morning. I think a couple of tornado reports as well. But this system will continue to kind of push off to the north and to the east as we go throughout the day today. Kind of lingering into tomorrow as well. The system will be impacting the Midwest throughout the week, bringing rain, maybe an inch plus across the Central Plains Midwest, and then some snow across North Dakota, Minnesota, and parts of South Dakota as well.
And maybe a chance for some snowflakes around Thanksgiving as far south as northern Iowa. Does that make sense?
Yeah, you know, I don't think it's out of the question. Number one, I think the pattern into next week looks interesting. I think that we need to monitor for some storm systems leading up to Thanksgiving. I wouldn't be shocked to see more snow chances across the north central part of the country as we close out the month of November.
Okay.
All right. Take me down to South America. Anything to feature in the weather outlook there?
You know, South America's kind of been having some back and forth. Argentina would get dry, and then it would get wet. Brazil would get wet, and then it'd get dry, kind of back and forth. The feature as we work over the next 7 to 10 days or so will be additional rainfall potential, especially across southern parts of Brazil. They'll get a little bit drier in the medium term. I'm going to watch for Mato Grosso and central Brazil, though, to turn a little bit more consistently drier into early December. I think that's a key feature to watch ahead.
Okay. Well, we will definitely be watching that. Brett, thanks, my friend. We will talk to you again next week.
Yep. Thank you, Chip.
All right. Brett Waltz, BAMWX.com. Davis, this just in from Bob.
All right.
Okay. Yep. You know, inflation is one thing, but he says the 72 Dolphins just outbid the Chiefs for the refs. It's not that,
it's not that
the refs have gotten too expensive. It's just that maybe they got too expensive for the Chiefs. You know, old money, the 72 old Dolphins. Money. We got Senator Grassley up next.
Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans have farmers yielding out an additional 2.7 bushels per acre over A-Series. This has everyone talking, not just farmers. Case in point, a trucking company wrote, "Morning, noon, and night, it doesn't matter. I'm hauling Z-Series. The phone doesn't stop ringing. Even my home number, it never stops ringing." Well, it's fair to say Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans are making quite an impact. Unleash your greatest harvest yet at pioneer.com/new era.
We've been using Pivot Bio for 4 years. The first thing that drove us to Pivot Bio was the unique thought that there's something else out there outside of synthetic nitrogen that can replace it. And the data shows that we are able to replace that 40 pounds, sustain the same yield goals with 40 pounds less synthetic nitrogen. Anytime we can more efficiently use our nitrogen, that is more efficiently using our dollars.
Visit TalkNitrogen.com for your free nitrogen efficiency review. That's TalkNitrogen.com.
Always up early, always getting the job done, always working as hard as you can, always pushing for more, because you never settle. For farmers who seek outstanding performance they can count on, the only brand is DeKalb Corn. Featuring a broad portfolio of products precision bred to maximize profit potential on every field. DeKalb brand, never settle. See us at DeKalb.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
For some farmers, soybeans are on their mind 24/7. If you're all about the beans, the Nasgro brand is all about you. That's why we've dedicated ourselves to developing truly localized products. Products with leading genetics and top-tier weed management. Products that maximize the profit potential on every acre you've got. You're serious about soybeans, and we're serious about your success. Visit Asgrow.com. It's all about the beans. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Okay, antibodies, huddle up.
Compere Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compere Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compere.com. Compere Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
When news breaks, the newsmakers talk about it on AgriTalk with Chip Flory.
We certainly have breaking news here this morning, no doubt about that. Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad that you're with us on this Monday morning. And joining us right now, U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley from Iowa. Senator Grassley, sir, welcome back to AgriTalk.
I'm glad to be with you, Chip. Anytime to talk about the most important segment of our economy, the producing of food.
Amen. Amen to that. Okay. Senate Ag Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow introduced the Rural Prosperity and Food Security Act earlier this morning. Help me, first off, Senator, help me understand what she's doing. What is she trying to accomplish? Do you think she wants to get a farm bill done now?
Well, if she does, she doesn't have time for it. First of all, it just came out, so I can't tell you much about it, but my staff and I are reviewing it. Farmers shouldn't have had to wait 2 years for Senate Democrats to release their text. Farm bill needs to be negotiated through what we call regular order, and that means committee action. But with this week and then 3 weeks before Christmas, there just isn't time to do that. So I think without a doubt, the next five-year farm bill will be negotiated by a Republican Congress and under Senator Boozman. I expect that we'll have a bill out of committee quickly next year.
Senator, we understand that she went ahead and released the text of the bill without briefing Senator Boozman first. Is that correct?
I don't know. If it is, it'd be very inappropriate. Because here's why I say it'd be very appropriate. First of all ag bills over the last half century have been bipartisan. And between Boozman and Stabenow, it's my understanding, they've had a very cordial relationship. And so it'd be very unusual, but I don't know whether that's actually the situation or not, that she did not brief him ahead of time.
Okay. It just seems all very confusing to me. I'm not exactly sure what the goal is and how this is being handled. Can you add some perspective? I don't know if you can or not, Senator.
Well, I think, first of all, she's a retiring senator, and she can't now be accused of not having a text of a farm bill out. She's had a framework out for a few months. She has a text out. I suppose she could be making an argument that she can work with the House Ag Committee that has had a bill out since last June and put hers up against his and see if they can work out a compromise between now and Christmas, when she'll be leaving office at that particular time. But I just think it's very unrealistic to think that Republicans now controlling the House next time and the Senate next time would be willing to compromise with Democrats now when we can have a Republican written bill next year, or I should say a Republican-led bill, but it'd be a bipartisan bill.
Gotcha. Okay. Give me your reaction to the election results from earlier this month. What's the message from the voters, and what does it mean for the leadership of the GOP?
Well, first of all, rural America is very much behind Trump. And remember, Trump had a landslide. He barely was elected in 2016, barely defeated in 2020, but not only had more than the 270 electoral votes, 312, a landslide, but he also carried the popular vote. Now, remember, this is only the second time that Republicans have been elected president since Reagan, that we carried both the electoral vote and the popular vote. And remember that the popular vote was much more overwhelming for Trump than the popular vote was for George W. Bush in 2004.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. He's moving very quickly.
Farmers farmers like Trump. I think you can draw that conclusion from the election.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay. Now, he's moving quickly to put some leaders of the cabinet in place for him. Give me your take on Lee Zeldin, selection to lead the EPA. What do we know about him? What should we know about him?
Well, I know he's a competent person. I know that he was almost elected governor of New York. I think he'll be a good person in EPA. But I have heard that his record in the Congress of the United States, the three or four terms that he was a member of the House, was anti-biofuels. That's going to be a real problem for him if he doesn't come around. But I don't worry so much about that because Trump is so pro-biofuel, pro-ethanol. Okay. And his ag guy or his EPA guy is going to have to be behind it. And then Berggren of North Dakota is going to be Secretary of the Interior, also chairman of the cabinet-level energy committee. So he's going to have some oversight over what Lee Zeldin does. And I have no reason to believe but what Berggren, even though he comes from energy oil-producing state, would be very pro-ethanol.
Yeah, still very much a farm state up there at North Dakota. When can this confirmation process on these nominations start, Senator?
The hearings can start after January 3rd. There can't be any official action taken until President is sworn in on January the 20th. I hope that we got some hearings going, as we have done sometimes since I've been in the Senate. I don't know if it's been done recently or not, but it's been done sometimes the approval of maybe the Secretary of Defense, the Secretary of State, the Secretary of Treasury be approved even the same day that the president's sworn in. But we've got to have a president sworn in to get the nominations up here. But in the meantime, we know who they are. We can start our hearings after January 3.
Okay. All right. Give me your take on John Thune as leader of the Senate.
Well, he comes from a farm state. He's Midwesterner. He's very conservative. I think he'll do a very good job.
Okay. Okay. Now, there are some that say that Trump has, you know, quote unquote, earned the right to he should have the people around him that he wants around him, and that, I hate to put it this way, but that the Senate should just be a rubber stamp on these nominations. Is that how it's going to go down?
The president's got the right to nominate under the Constitution. The Senate has the right to confirm. We take very selfishly our right to confirm, and we're going to do a thorough job of it.
Outstanding. Okay. Now, the last time that I talked to you about tariffs, you explained that you've always been a free trader and you've got plenty of evidence and have consistently shown that. Do you think that Trump and the GOP leadership will want to put tariffs in an upcoming budget reconciliation measure to accomplish a couple of things, things like offsetting 2017 tax cuts, for example? Are they going to be part of that budget reconciliation?
Too early for me to tell you. We don't even know who's going to be on the budget committee at this point. We know who's going to be chairman of it. Senator Lindsey Graham's going to be chairman of it. If he's in favor of doing that, I think it would go a long ways to getting other Republican members to go along with it. And you've heard me argue that there's a better term to use for tariffs, countervailing duties. When we come to the opinion that a foreign country is subsidizing their exports to the United States, we can put on countervailing duties to level the playing field. We have done that in the past. We need to continue to do that, and I hope that's what Trump is up to doing about. If he wants to put on a regular tariff of every import into our country, I think that that's bad policy. how it comes out in the end to get the 2017 tax bill, which expires at the end of 2025, get reenacted so we don't have the biggest tax increase in the history of the country without a vote of the people, then maybe those tariffs would have something to do with offsetting the cost of...
Senator Chuck Grassley, Iowa. Thank you, sir.
It doesn't matter how a hybrid or variety performs across the country or even in the next town over. At Golden Harvest, we know local results start with local expertise.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, Bob.
Like knowing that diner on Main Street has the best slice of pie, or knowing the matchup every Friday night. It takes someone who truly knows your acres and will be there every step of the way to make sure you see results. Learn more at goldenharvestseeds.com.
Meet the Bridgestone VX tractor tire, the new benchmark for long-lasting wear in the high-horsepower tractor tire category. The VX tractor tire delivers 45% more wear life. Visit firestoneag.com for more. The Bridgestone VX tractor in sizes 600/70R28 and 710/70R42 delivers more wear life compared to the equivalent sizes of Michelin Mach XBIB. Projected wear life based on field test data. Actual results will vary depending on several factors such as tire size, operating conditions, maintenance, field conditions, and driving style.
No one should have to navigate herd health alone. Luckily, you don't have to. A successful operation requires teamwork. Visit bio-vet.com and let us help identify key challenges and offer expert solutions unique to your situation. We evaluate your full herd health plan and make economical recommendations to your operation. Learn more about our team and products for herd health at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Double-digit gains in the milk markets with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnikins at the Mercantile Exchange. December milk up 32 to 1908, January up 27 to 1923, February up 33 to 1938, March milk up 23 at 1935. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets and hog markets, all moving mostly higher as there's ample trader support to start the week, even though boxed beef prices and pork cutout values were weaker last week. But the trade's going to need some of that demand to be higher this week to help sustain the rally in the livestock sector. December live cattle up 97 cents to 183.92. November feeder cattle up 40 cents to 251.50. December hogs up 57 cents to 80.07. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets mostly mixed. Spread action is firm as the market moves back to the upper end of the trading range. Support from wheat helping to support some of those corn contracts. Wheat higher as well due to the Black Sea political concerns to start the week. Also, Matif wheat also holding gains. That's supporting the markets. Soybeans are moving a mostly lower. Product action has been quite quiet so far. The South American weather forecast also continuing to pressure the bean market. New crop 25 corn down 1.5 to 438.75. New crop 25 beans down 3.5 to 1016.75. Chicago wheat December up 12.25 to 548.75.
Dairy farmers, extend the life of your investment and keep the Milk Inspector happy when you resurface your mangers, feed bunks, feed carts, and more with a micro-epoxy surface from Osteoplastics and Supply. The micro-epoxy surface provides for easier cleaning of feed bunks, less feed waste, offers a non-skid surface, and withstands extreme temperatures and chemicals. You can repair your floors and equipment for less than replacing, and the increased milk production will pay for the installation. Find out more. Visit osteoplastics.com.
Mondovi Region, get ready to welcome Amplify Health by Gunderson. Coming soon, you'll find exceptional family and children's medicine care right here in town. From everyday checkups to expert care for acute and chronic illnesses, their dedicated team is committed to keeping you and our community thriving. Stay tuned for the big opening.
And talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors.
Machine Repeat on AgriTalk is brought to you by Firestone Ag. Firestone Ag now offers Bridgestone tractor tires, the ultimate lineup of tires engineered to deliver enhanced wear life, durability, and ride comfort on the road. To learn more, talk to your local certified Firestone Ag dealer.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm your host, Chip Flory. A little bit delayed here, but it's Monday morning, so we're going to get a conversation with Greg Peterson, Machinery Pete. Good morning, Greg. How are you?
I'm doing well, Chip. How are you doing this
Fantastic.
Monday?
Fantastic. Awesome. Yep. Where are you at today?
Well, we're filming for our TV show. We're out in Hendricks, Minnesota, filming. It's a small auction, farm retirement sale for David and Karen Tweet. Sale by my friends at Deutz Auctioneers. Not a ton of stuff on the sale. Actually, the equipment part, the online bidding starts at 11:30. So if you are looking for a couple nice items, folks, they do have a 2008 KSH Puma 155, just over $3,100, one owner. 2003 KSH JX75 with a loader, 2,565 hours, one owner. And also a combine, a 2000 John Deere 9550. 2,800 separator hours. So I like, Chip, on these, I like to, on our TV show, get a variety of sales.
Yeah.
It's fun to cover the late model stuff, you know, $300,000-$400,000 and talk about that. But it's also fun just to see nice smaller sales. And plus, always fun to come out to Western Minnesota, back where I grew up. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Where are you going next?
Well, I'm going to hang around, actually, then tomorrow, Tuesday, in Minneota, same auction company, Deutz Auctioneers. Just check out their website, folks. It's deutzauctions.com. They have another nice little sale. It's a farm estate auction. Like I said, in Minneota, some more nice equipment. They got a 2009 KSH Magnum 245, 3,566 hours, 2014 KSH Farmall 125, only 495 hours. A combine, a 2007 KSH 7010, 1,347 SEP hours, a 13 case SV250 skid steer, I think only like 350 hours. So I'll be out there shooting some video for our YouTube and social media. So if you're out in Western Minnesota, come out to Minneota tomorrow. I'll be out there, folks. We'll have a fun day.
Fantastic. Okay, so you're out there making the rounds. One of the social media posts that you had last week, and this is before we get to the pick of the week. Don't worry, we're getting there. But one of the pictures that you posted last week, Greg, the parking along the road with the auction today sign. It sounds to me like you might be longing for the days of when there was 500 people show up at one of these auctions.
Yeah, well, I guess I am, Chip. Actually, it was last Thursday night. I was just going through some pictures, working on a story, and I saw this old auction picture I took, I don't know, 10, 12 years ago, just a line of trucks down the gravel road. And it was one of those deals, the picture just stopped me, and I thought, I'm just going to share that on Twitter. And I just said, hey, online auctions are awesome. They're very efficient. They're powerful. But I said, I missed this. And I do, and a lot of people are commenting to me as I go around this summer and fall, increasingly so. So people are commenting they miss the in-person auction. And there are a few auction companies around that are kind of bringing it back a little bit, trying to get that right mix of, you know, having the online auctions when it's the right fit, but then also, you know, do an in-person event. And I think what people miss is just the fact that it's chicken soup for our souls to go and talk to people, you know, and we're gonna have different ideas and stuff. And when I bring like this stuff up, I mean, we got like 400, you know, likes on that picture in a couple hours. Mm-hmm. So it's, I think it resonates. People like to get together, you know,
it brings up a lot of mixed feelings for me, Greg, because there was a time when we saw that long line of vehicles that it was not good news for that farm. Something went wrong. But there are so many times that you can look back and remember those long lines of vehicles and understand that it was a celebration. It was a retirement. It was a celebration in many cases.
Right. And I'm 50. I'll be turning 59 here about in a week or so. And I was 23 when I started doing this, and it was 1989. And, of course, coming off the 80s, you're right. I mean, the word auction had the connotation it did then. It was pain. Right. And I was very sensitive when I started out, 23 years old, compiling these prices. But over time, you know, through the ups and downs of the ag economy, the auction method is just rolls through the ups and downs with us. Yep. And like you say, I think right at the dawn of social media, it was going out kind of when ethanol took off, 07. And that's when I started to see the shift of a retirement auction becoming more of a celebration of a farming career, which has been fun to see.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. Good stuff, man. Good memories, right?
I'm old. It's
Dude, you don't worry. We're both there, okay?
You know what's fun? Again, I was looking through. We are the same vintage, aren't we? This is good. When I was looking through old pictures on my computer, I'll do this on YouTube too. I'll look at it like, oh my gosh, I filmed YouTube there 12 years ago, and I'll stop and think, and I can remember, what sold, maybe a nice Oliver 1550 tractor or whatever, but invariably I'll kind of remember, a conversation that you had that day with somebody about something, and it's just good memory. Yep. So.
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. Really cool. Really cool. Okay. Let's get to the pick of the week. What have you got?
Back to business. So last Thursday, of course, this is really interesting right now. You know, 24 has been a tough year for used values. They've been sliding lower when we all understand why. But now we're butting up against the November, December, you know, Section 179 bump, which has been like 20 of the last 21 years. So seeing some strong prices, particularly on 10-plus-year-old stuff in good condition. So last Thursday up in Clyde, North Dakota, sale by the Steffes Group, they had it was actually a 14-model Challenger MT-865C. I think it only had 821 hours, so you know it's going to be hot. But, I mean, it went for $305K. That's the second highest auction price ever on a MT-865C. And that same day last Thursday, my friends at Merit Auction had a little farm auction down in Mount Union, Iowa, and another nice tractor, just over 10 years old, a 12-model KSH Puma 170, 1,080 hours, no loader. That brought $99K, and that's the highest auction price ever on a Puma 170 sold without a loader. So,
man,
if it's, you know, again, I don't know, maybe it's part of the election results. Maybe it's, maybe it's the November-December bump. But if good condition stuff with a bit of age on it, you're seeing these results. Again, it's... at least through the first half of November, it's appearing that it's not dropping, holding, maybe even shifting up a little bit.
Okay. All right. Talk to me about some of the results from that BigIron.com online auction last week.
Yeah, last Wednesday, a couple interesting items from Texas. They had a 20-model John Deere 8RX 370, 1,048 hours. That went for $266,750. And then they had a pair of 2019 John Deere S770 combines, one out of Colorado with 962 SEP hours on it. That brought 163. And then one out of Kansas, a little over 1,000 SEP hours at 159.5.
Okay. It does it feel like we've been talking about some slippage in the combine market. Does that fall in line with what we've been talking about?
Well, you're talking 5 years old. You're kind of zeroing into that, what I always say is the heaviest depreciation spot, that 4 to 7 year old range. So, I mean, one under 150 on a 19 model S770, you know, I'm sure less than the seller was hoping, but that's, again, that's just sort of where the market has been. Combine values have, you know, coming on almost two years now have started to, you know, recalibrate as the volume of combines lifted over the past year. Although I will say the volume of used ones for sale is leveling off. It's not, the tractor volume is still high. High horse tractor volume is too high. Used combines getting more in balance. So I think more people are, you know, when they see these, you know, softer auction prices, they're being a little bit more aggressive buyers, I think, hopping back in.
Gotcha. All right. Well, and then on the tractor side, the volume that you're seeing out there, would you classify it as heavy in your experience?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like that 20 model, you know, when I look at 0 to 3, 0 to 5 year old tractors, again, our data is just kind of mind blowing. It's like 450% increase in the number of 0 to 3, 0 to 5 year old units that were auctioned versus a year ago. So I think the first half of November, I think dealers kind of took a breath and were like, okay, we've been pounding away here, putting this stuff at auction. Let's just wait a little bit, see how this starts off. I suspect we're going to see more, you know, more big dealer auctions come in the rest of November and particularly in December. Okay. So keep an eye open for that.
All right. We've only got a minute left, but I got to ask you, what do you make of the volume of the anvils for sale out there?
You saw that tweet I had from Colorado.
Yes.
So I was working one night late last week, and it was these online auctions in the evening. It was a sale out of Longmont, Colorado. Had a Hay Boudin 150-pound anvil made in 1907. It brought $475. I threw the picture on Twitter, and it just went bonkers. People love anvils. I do, too. My great-grandfather, George, was a blacksmith. And I like looking at the dents on them and looking at that thing, and it's 117 years old, and it's... You know, a lot of people do buy them for man cave, you know, that kind of a thing. Yeah. But they're part of our history, and I just love them to death.
Part of America. That's exactly right, Greg. Good stuff, man. Thank you so much for making time for us.
You bet. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, Greg Peterson, Machinery Pete. Hey, stay tuned. Coming up next, we've got a conversation with Syngenta's Washington policy guru, Mary Kay Thatcher, right here on AgriTalk.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Okay, it's time for our fan field goal kick of the game. This week's contestant already looks like a winner, Jim. He's sporting a Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn t-shirt. Well, with an advanced combination of exclusive genetics at his side, this should be an easy 3 points. Like 3 distinct modes of action against above-ground pests. All right, here's the kick. It's good! Not bad for a guy in work boots.
Start your best year yet. Visit pioneer.com/nopests.
Are you ready to unleash superior seeding performance on your operation? Choose from 2 revolutionary Great Plains drills. The BD7600 Min-Till Drill, renowned for its seeding consistency, large capacity, and innovative technology, including Drill Command. And the new BD7410 Drill, whose transport width under 10 feet delivers great maneuverability through gates and down narrow roadways. Learn more at your local Great Plains dealer or greatplainsag.com. Great Plains, harvest starts here.
This fall, enhance your dry fertilizer and power crop performance with Titan XC. By increasing the availability of applied nutrients, Titan XC makes your dry fertilizer program more efficient and effective, meaning you can increase your yields while keeping money in your pocket. Ask for Titan XC on your dry fertilizer today and power crop performance next season. Visit CropFertility.com or contact your local Nutrien Ag Solutions crop consultant to learn more.
Spring floods, fall floods.
There's extreme fires, extreme drought.
Extreme weather cost American farmers over $21 billion in 2023.
Our farm is more resilient through the use of cover crops.
These USDA climate programs are good for Main Street America.
Conservation practices that help farmers weather these storms are at risk in the Farm Bill.
If you're smart farming, you're also climate smart farming.
Climate smart farming is just smart farming. Learn more at investinourland.org. Paid for by Invest in Our Land.
What's a corn farmer's favorite dog?
A husky.
Some things shouldn't be flat. But with GHX, you can maximize your acres with one flat price. While other brands sell by the bag, we sell seed by the acre to maximize your yield and profit potential. Our custom seed recommendations combine extensive product characterization and agronomic expertise to get the right product, population, and placement, all for one flat price per acre. Learn how at ghxseed.com/connect.
No doubt you've heard of MetLife, but did you know that MetLife Investment Management has over 100 years of ag lending experience? The MetLife Investment Management team maintains close relationships with its borrowers and can structure a customized loan with flexible terms to meet your financial needs. Looking to expand, refinance, or recapitalize? Consider MetLife Investment Management. Learn more at MetLife.com/ag.
AgriTalk is brought to you by Pivot Bio. Protect yield potential with a new mode of action in nitrogen. See how Pivot Bio fits into your fertility plan at TalkNitrogen.com.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. Davis, the Senate version of the Farm Bill released by Senator Stabenow this morning is 1,397 pages.
Whoa.
1,397 pages. And even with all 1,397 pages, here's what the National Pork Producers Council says about it. Though America's pork producers appreciate Chairman Stabenow's efforts to publish Farm Bill text, this is simply not a viable bill, as it fails to provide a solution to California Prop 12. That has been attributed to MPPC President Lori Stevermiller. So... yeah.
Has anyone thought that to maybe
it's
just
missing something? It's 1,397 pages and missing stuff.
Yeah. Has anyone thought to just sign it before they read it? That might help.
No. I don't think anybody is thinking that. Let's get Paul Leeper in here. Farm CPA report and podcast. Hey, Paul, how you doing this morning, man?
I'm doing great. I haven't read all 1,397 pages. I can tell you that, Chip. But I've read a few.
But you've been through it. So tell me, start with Title One. What's your assessment?
You know, there are some benefits in there. They actually are going to automatically allow farmers to get the highest of the 23 and 24, either ARC or PLC. So that is helpful. They did bump reference prices across the board at 5%. But we know on the House bill, they bumped them 10 to 20%. So this is an automatic 5%. They did expand the payment limit for the ARC up to 12.5% from the current 10%, but then they put a 15% restriction on the PLC. Now, when they originally talked about this a few months ago, it was even more restrictions. So that part was actually probably okay. You know, that's really, to me, the major changes. Well, let me back up. I missed one major change. They do have the increase on base acres, but it's only for underserved farmers. And Chip, you and I know what that means. But the limit is 160 acres per farm. And if from 2025 to 2029, if an underserved farmer is not operating those acres, then it looks like those base acres disappear and goes back to the old base acres. So really, yeah, not a lot of good news there. They're going to restrict on the AGI limits. If you have a landlord, now this is the way I read it, and I'm pretty sure I understand this, but if you have a landlord that owns the land and their AGI is over 700,000, which is the new AGI, then nobody gets any payments on those acres, including the tenant farmer whose AGI is under 700,000. So Even if they're cash renting. Yeah, it's pretty specific. It says any landowner that owns, owns the land, is renting it, renting or farming it, and their AGI is under $700,000, thou shalt not have any payments. So that, to me, that's pretty clear that they're trying to, and their reason for it is they're saying, hey, people like, let's pick on Bill Gates, you know, because we know he owns a bunch of farmland, that his AGI is over that limit, and we're trying to prevent those people from wanting to buy farmland. We want to let people with less funds, let's say, buy that land. Well, that's not going to prevent people like Bill Gates from buying farmland.
Right, right. Okay. The limit on the, I believe you said the ARC, the limit on the payment to 15% of the reference price, is that right?
No, well, yes. Yeah, so on PLC, okay. the limit would be 15% of the effective reference price. So let's take corn. Corn right now is, let's say, under the new bill, might be at $4.30. The limit on that's about, 65 cents instead of, it could be a dollar, under the, on wheat, yeah. Especially back in 2015, they were probably collecting, let's say, $2, $2.50, $3. Under this, it would be limited to about 80, 85 cents. So that definitely, now originally they set a 10% limit. They did bump it to 15%. And then on ARC, they actually bumped the limit to 12.5% of benchmark revenue instead of the original 10%, which is what they were talking about.
Okay.
Now, okay. Another benefit is if USDA indicates, hey, we're pretty sure you're going to have an ARC or PLC payment this year, they're going to allow the farmer to elect to get up to 50% of that payment. Now, if it ends up that they get paid too much, they got to pay it back. And they're talking about permanent ERP, including all the mess of trying to calculate what ERP is. So they want to make it permanent.
I'm not exactly sure how emergency relief program can be made permanent.
Well, they're making it as part of the farm bill. So through 25 through 29, it will be, it's essentially part of the farm bill. They're not saying it's going to sunset that I could see. They're trying to make it so we don't have to have these ad hoc programs. This is a program designed to automatically pay the farmer what they need. Now, they also indicated that on the CCC authority, they're doing the same thing as the House did, where they're restricting the administration's ability to make changes. But they specifically put in there for scoring purposes, for, CBO scoring, that it's going to be $6.7 billion per year. So over the five-year farm bill, that gives you about another $33 billion. Which, we know over on the House side, they were about 15 to 20 billion shy. So if that gets made part of the farm bill, maybe that gives the House or the Republicans, because we know they're going to be in control next year, gives them enough ability to get this through.
Okay. And this is a great first take. There's way too much here to get it done before the end of the year, like Senator Grassley was saying, isn't there?
Yeah, you're not going to get this done this year, especially with this as the proposal. It's not going to happen.
Gotcha. Neifer, good work, man. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Absolutely. That is Paul Neifer, Farm CPA report and podcast. Be sure to check it out. Lots of places that you can get it, but just search for it. Paul, take care of you there. Wow, man, we are off and running, dude. Thank you so much for listening this morning. Appreciate it. Come back this afternoon. We're going to have a conversation with Dwayne Bussey from Bolt Marketing up in Britton, South Dakota. That's this afternoon, 206 Central, here on AgriTalk.
Attention farmers and ranchers. The Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of a rebate of up to $1,500 on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eyes set on a Can-Am workhorse, now's the time to get your own. Visit your local Can-Am dealer to add a true game changer to your roster. Certain conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Protecting your nitrogen is smart. And a nitrogen granule with a polymer coating that releases in response to conditions that promote plant growth? Well, that's me. I'm the environmentally smart nitrogen granule that gives the nutrition crops need when they need it, reducing nitrogen loss and increasing nutrient availability. Imagine feeding me to your fields. Me. Now, wait a minute.
Hey, can I rethink this?
ESN Environmentally Smart Nitrogen Fertilizer. Learn more at smartnitrogen.com.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and Clear Skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90%